A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When Jesus' relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes belonging to a family can be difficult. There's an unwritten rule that family sticks together no matter what. That isn't always easy when a member of the family does things that draw attention to her or himself, and everyone in the neighborhood knows you are related, that you come from the same family. How it feels depends on what the family member is doing that brings her or him into the public eye. And it also depends on who in the community has the social power to approve or disapprove of particular behavior. In a family and community-centered culture like the one Jesus lived in, the family honor, that is, the status of the family within the community, would rise and fall based on the behavior of individual family members as dictated by social and cultural rules. One could and might empathize with Jesus' relatives as his behavior reflected on them and affected the reputation of the entire family. Now, Jesus repeatedly behaved in ways that seemingly transgressed ancient religious rules and traditions taught by the appointed teachers and guardians of the law. Jesus' behavior, while greatly offending those in charge with ensuring that the people remained faithful to the law, his behavior usually attracted large, massive crowds and countless people known by the more common names of the untouchables, the unclean, the condemned, the lost, the outcasts, the sinners. A brief overview of early chapters in the Gospel of Mark give us a picture of Jesus' reality in relation to the world in which he lived. While in the synagogue, Jesus encounters a man with an unclean spirit. Jesus rebukes the spirit, and the man is healed. While in the home of Peter's mother-in-law, who is ill with a fever, Jesus takes her by the hand, and the fever leaves her. Jesus' reputation spreads, and before long, the whole town is gathered outside his door. Jesus departs to a desert place to pray. Simon tracks him down and says, "Everybody is looking for you." A person with leprosy approaches Jesus, "If you will to do so, you can heal me." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. "I do will it." The word got out that Jesus was home in Capernaum, and a great crowd gathered, leaving no room to either leave or enter the house. four men lowered a paralyzed man on a mat through the roof. Jesus speaks, "Your sins are forgiven. Stand up and pick up your mat and go home." The man stood up and went home. The scribes in attendance accused Jesus of blasphemy. Jesus meets Levi, the tax collector, and goes home for a meal with him and other tax collectors. The scribes judge and grumble against Jesus, saying to themselves, "Why does he eat with such as these?" The disciples of John and the Pharisees and scribes fast, but Jesus' disciples do not. "Wedding guests," Jesus says, "do not fast as long as the groom is still among them." Jesus, with his disciples, pull heads of grain while walking through the field on the Sabbath. The Pharisees reprimand them, "Why do you do what is not permitted on the Sabbath?" Jesus returns to the synagogue on the Sabbath and finds a man with a shriveled hand. "Stretch out your hand." The man's hand is healed. However, the Pharisees and Herodians plot against Jesus for breaking the law by healing on the Sabbath. Multitudes came to Jesus from everywhere. All who had afflictions kept pushing toward him to touch him. These stories show us that Jesus attracted all the so-called wrong people. And Jesus offended all the so-called right people. Clearly, the family name is in trouble. And Jesus' relatives show up to rescue him, and presumably the family reputation. I can imagine them saying, who in their right mind would intentionally judge situations so poorly and behave so badly? Jesus' behavior can be stood only by understanding his identity and relationship in God. Jesus loved his Abba. This love dictated everything. Love was the clarifying lens through which Jesus translated and experienced his entire world. Because of this love, nothing was impossible for Jesus. Bringing forth the kingdom of God was not an insane dream. For Jesus, it was the only true reality. An invitation for your reflection today. Has there ever been a time in your life when, in your desire and efforts to live by Jesus' teachings and follow his example, you have said or wanted to say to him, "You are out of your mind"? Reflect for a time. What were you experiencing at the time you wanted to say to Jesus, "You are out of your mind"? What challenges were you facing? What was the rest of the family saying? The invitation step into the light of Jesus and the call to his radical behavior is given to us. How do we distinguish ourselves as members of Jesus' family?